This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
With Philadelphia's Fairmount Park awash in pink, it's time to welcome spring as they do in Japan. This week on Temple View, we look at the Cherry Blossom Festival. Cherry blossoms are deeply significant in the Japanese culture. Kazumi Tuni is executive director of the Japan-America Society of Greater Philadelphia. She says the vibrant colors this time of year remind her of her childhood in Tokyo.
In Japan, April 1st is the beginning of fiscal year, companies opening and hiring new employees and school open. So the 1st of April is always the time you will see pink skies and you will start your new life.
Janice Pierce, a spokesperson for the city, says in Philadelphia, cherry trees blossoming in Fairmount Park began with a gift 80 years ago.
In 1926, the Japanese government donated 1,600 flowering trees, including cherry trees, to the city of Philadelphia for the sesquicentennial celebration. Some of those cherry trees still stand at the Horticultural Center and Fairmount Park.
More information on the Cherry Blossom Festival is available online at jasgp.org/sakura. Next on Temple View, Japanese culture and spring as the new year. I'm Jim Hilgen. WRTI News.
This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
For many in Philadelphia, spring begins with the flower show. For Japanese Americans, the traditional cherry blossom festival is a time of renewal. This week on Temple View, Philadelphia's Cherry Blossom Festival. Japan-America Society of Greater Philadelphia Executive Director Kazumi Tuni says her homeland displays many gorgeous hues of pink around April 1st.
This has been century-old tradition to celebrate the arrival of spring. From Okinawa, South Island of Japan, to Northern Island of Hokkaido, you will see over at least 2-3 million cherry trees blossoming throughout the country. And it's more like a natural celebration, and the sky will become pink.
Tuni says many of the most important pieces of this cultural celebration of spring are derived directly from her home culture.
The biggest event is Sakura, Cherry Blossom Sunday. That will be at the Horticulture Center in Fairmount Park near Japanese House and Garden. We will introduce basic Japanese cultures, tea ceremony, kite making, flower arrangement, outdoor event, martial arts, demonstrations, dancing, and of course Japanese food.
Tuni says even with a small presence in the Philadelphia area, members of the Japanese American community want to make a significant positive impact on their new homeland. Next on Temple View, the past and future of the Cherry Blossom Festival. I'm Jim Hilgen, WRTI News.
This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
Spring is in the air as cherry trees add their lovely pink blossoms to the scenery around Fairmount Park. On this week's Temple View, the growing tradition of the city's Cherry Blossom Festival. In 1998, the Japan-America Society of Greater Philadelphia pledged to plant 1,000 cherry trees in Fairmount Park. This year, society members will plant 100 of those trees, bringing the total to 900. Festival chairperson Adelaide Ferguson has been part of the mission since the beginning.
My memory of those events are a few of us on a windswept plane, clutching our coats around us, pouring sake on the roots of a cherry tree.
Mayor John Street says as the festival has grown, so has the sense of pleasure city residents get from it, especially the children.
We always have the school children come out. The children get an awful lot of fun out of pouring the wine on the trees. We tell them you can't drink it, you can only pour it.
Kazumi Tuni is executive director of the Japan-America Society of Greater Philadelphia. She says there will be several locations getting new trees this year.
We will be planting at the Falls Bridge on the Kelly Drive, about 40 trees there, behind the Art Museum, another 25, and then at the Springfield Street along the Belmont Avenue, that's another 40-50 trees will be there.
The Cherry Blossom Festival runs through April 10th. More information is available on the web at jasgp.org/sakura. I'm Jim Hilgen, WRTI News.